You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Russia says it has compelling evidence that the Syrian government did not use sarin gas on its own people last month. Russia's deputy foreign minister said yesterday the UN and Western officials have incorrectly tied the government to the attack near Damascus. He says it was really rebel forces who are to blame. Christian Science Monitor reporter Fred Weir is covering this story from Moscow. I asked him earlier today why so many Western leaders believe the Syria government was behind the August 21st sarin attack.
In fairness, I think a lot of the attitudes that exist on both sides are rooted in a much deeper narrative that is believed on each side. I think in the West, Assad is the bloody dictator who's murdering his own people, and therefore it's logical and obvious, since he represents the government and the military, that they must have done it. You can add facts and arguments to that, and it can make a lot of sense. But a lot of people are, I think, on the basis of their core beliefs about Assad in Syria, jumping to that conclusion. On the other hand, in Russia, Assad is their longtime client. They've had good relations for 40 years with this regime, the present leader and his father. They don't trust the United States or the West when they make claims about reasons for going to war. And they also have a particular phobia, I think, about militant Islamism. The Russians look at the civil war in Syria and they see Al-Qaeda, they see their own Chechen rebels fighting down there, gaining experience. So they have their own set of concerns, which makes them jump to the conclusion, which is also completely unproven, that this must be some sort of provocation staged by the rebels in order to trigger President Obama's red line and bring on Western intervention against Assad. So, you know, on both sides, you have mostly a lot of assertions based in prejudice, and we have precious few facts to buttress either case.
What evidence did Russia's deputy foreign minister produce yesterday to tie the sarin gas attack to the rebels?
Well, the Russians have been quite consistent on this for the last several months. They argue there have been several cases where poison gas was used. They have one in Aleppo in March, which was actually intensively investigated by Russian scientists and experts on the ground. They filed a 100-page report with the UN, which points the fingers at the rebel, at the rebels having done it. They say that that report has been ignored by the UN. So on that, what their findings are that the rebels have got sarin gas and have had it for some time, that they have used it before, that they have the means of delivery. And the new evidence about the August 21st event, they say the missile that was used, the rocket that the UN inspectors have examined and say is Russian-made or Soviet-made, is actually an old Soviet-made missile that was long ago taken out of service by the Syrian army, like it dates from the 1960s, and was never designed for chemical weapons use. Therefore, the Russians say, and they claim they have some new evidence they can prove, is that this was an old weapon somehow the rebels got and jury-rigged a chemical warhead on.
I'm curious what impact this revelation is going to have on the agreement that Russia and the United States have to move forward with diplomacy.
I don't know. That's a big question. And my sense of it, having been covering this for the last several weeks, is that nobody is going to budge in their positions because they are rooted in geopolitical interest and deep prejudice. I have no idea what a smoking gun would look like, or a slam dunk case to either side. What I think, though, is that the Russian case for diplomacy is pretty strong, and apparently the United States has acquiesced on the United Nations Security Council resolution that has to be passed to kick it off. over the last week, you know, they have been arguing about whether that resolution should contain a threat of force to keep Assad scared and honest. And the Russians, who have this fear that the West just wants a license for armed intervention to effect regime change, have threatened to block that. So the thing that would start this process, the actual process of going into Syria and locating, cataloging, and dismantling the chemical weapons, has been stalled for a week, but apparently they've overcome that, and the Americans have backed off on having a, what they call a Chapter 7, a threat of force in that resolution. So probably the diplomacy will go ahead for now.
That's Fred Weir, Christian Science Monitor, based in Moscow. You're listening to The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.